Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
In the middle of the country in the South, over 30 deaths and threats remain. Forecasters say from northern Florida to Erie, Pennsylvania, there could be damaging winds, a few more tornadoes, and heavy rainfall. It moves along the I-95 corridor by midnight tonight. More U.S. military air attacks on rebels responsible for piracy and attacks on commercial shipping in the Mideast. ABC News senior White House correspondent Selena Wang.
Smoke rising over Yemen's capital after the U.S. launches large-scale strikes against Iranian-backed Houthi militants. According to Yemen's Ministry of Health, at least 31 people have been killed and more than 100 wounded in the strikes. The ministry claiming most of them are children and women.
Iran today again denied aiding Yemen's Houthi rebels. It's Pope Francis's fifth Sunday in a Rome hospital with double pneumonia. He thanked people praying for him. This is ABC News. Is it time for new leadership in the Senate? Next question, that from House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries Friday. Jeffries withholding public support for Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer. Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, Rhode Island Democrat, on the Democrats who join Republicans in preventing a government shutdown.
As Democrats, we need to stop the intramural quarreling about who voted what way and get back to work saving our democracy.
Senator, on ABC's This Week, Federal Reserve meets this week with so much uncertainty, economists expect it to leave interest rates unchanged at their meeting, which means consumers will have to wait longer for interest rates on things like credit cards and auto loans to come down. SpaceX capsule has arrived at the International Space Station, delivering the replacements for NASA's two stuck astronauts. The new crew pulled up today just 29 hours after blasting off. They'll spend the next few days learning the station's ins and outs. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Colloy Contracting, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for today's edition of the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is sunny and 32 degrees at 12:03. Look for partly cloudy to sunny conditions today, breezy and brisk. Highs will be in the upper 30s, winds northwest 10 to 20. Clear to partly cloudy and chilly tonight with a low of 22. And for tomorrow, lots of sunshine, breezy and much warmer with a high of 57. And currently in Richland Center, once again, it is sunny outside. The winds are out of the east at 11 miles per hour, and our temperature is 32 degrees.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. If you love working outdoors and take pride in a job well done, they have part-time and full-time positions available. Whether you're looking for 40 hours a week or a flexible schedule, there's an opportunity for you. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com to learn more. Join the team and help keep the House on the Rock Resort looking its best.
Turbo's in Hub City is the ultimate go-to spot for food, fun, and flavor.
Start your weekend with their crowd-pleasing Friday Night Fish, featuring fresh shrimp and full menu. Saturday nights are all about indulgence with juicy prime rib and shrimp, plus a full menu to explore. Looking for a great lunch? Turbo's has daily soup and sandwich specials, and don't miss their famous hash burger, a mouth-watering meal you won't forget. Sundays feature roasted chicken, homemade soups, and desserts that hit the sweet spot. Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City, where every visit feels like a celebration. Come for the food, stay for the fun.
Are you or a loved one looking for a home that blends independence with the support you need? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex where care, compassion, and community have come together for 60 years and counting. At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer private spacious apartments in a community designed for active living and peace of mind. Enjoy a home of your own with access to personalized care and services, all within a safe, welcoming environment. From meals prepared with care to social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, our team is here to help you live your best life with the independence you want and the assistance you need. Discover the difference of living at Schmidt Woodland Hills, where compassion and care are always close by. Call 608-604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Make Schmidt Woodland Hills your new home, where independence and support go hand in hand.
Good afternoon. It is Sunday, March 16th. Good afternoon for WRCL News. I'm Tim Thede. The River Valley School District will be asking voters for tax funding to maintain its current educational programs, class sizes, services, and co-curricular activities on the April 1st ballot. Voters will be asked if the River Valley School District should be authorized to exceed the revenue limit by $4,150,000 for the 2025 through 26 school year, by $4,750,000 for the 2026 through 27 school year, and by $5.2 million for the 2027 through 28 school year for non-recurring purposes consisting of paying the costs of maintaining educational programs and maintenance of the district. The district does not plan to add new positions or programs with these referendum dollars. These funds are not for new buildings or facilities. The board's decision is to close the school building in Plain and reconfigure all grade levels in the remaining three buildings, resulting in cost savings of more than $1 million due to the reductions in annual expenditures and staffing. This subsequently lowered the deficit amount and the referendum amount. A community referendum information session will be held to allow voters to get information firsthand and to ask questions on Tuesday at 5:30 at the middle school library. For more information or questions, reach out to the River Valley School District Administrator, Lauren Glassbrenner, or Business Manager, Brian Cray. A number of key deadlines are approaching for eligible Wisconsin voters seeking to participate in the April 1st spring election. Starting Tuesday, 2 weeks before Election Day, clerks can begin to issue in-person absentee ballots at the clerk's office or at other designated locations. The in-person absentee voting process involves a voter booth requesting a ballot and completing that ballot on the same trip to the clerk's office or designated location. When a voter requests an absentee ballot in their municipal clerk's office or another designated location, they will complete their ballot immediately, seal the ballot in the proper envelope, and return it to a member of the clerk's staff. No IPAV ballots may be taken out of the voting site. Voters need to show an acceptable photo ID before voting an in-person absentee ballot. According to state law, clerks can make in-person absentee voting available through Sunday, March 30th. Municipalities are not required to offer IPAV through March 30th, but they cannot offer it beyond that date. Meanwhile, Thursday, March 27th is the last day for most voters to request an absentee ballot for the April 1st spring election. In practical terms, though, the deadline results in an unrealistic time frame for the voters to receive the ballot, complete it, and return it to their clerk by Election Day. This means registered voters who still wish to request an absentee ballot by mail should act quickly. Registered voters can make the requests online at myvote.com. www.wi.gov. Megan Wolf, administrator of the WEC and the state chief election official, pointed out that ballots must be returned to the local clerk by 8 p.m. on election day to be counted, and that the U.S. Postal Service advises the local mailings can take up to 7 days to arrive. Lastly, would be voters who are not yet registered can do so in their clerk's office or other designated location until 5 on Friday evening, and that's on March 28th. The deadline has passed for voters seeking to register through the mail or online, but in-person registration is available again through March 28th. Finally, voters may also register in person at their polling place on Election Day. The WEC has received recent reports from concerned voters and local election officials regarding unsolicited communications from third-party groups that may provide inaccurate or misleading information about the upcoming election. In at least one case, an incorrect date was used for April 1st, spring's election. Voters should be cautious about any unofficial voting-related communications, including text messages, emails, mailers, phone calls, robocalls, postcards, and more from unfamiliar sources. Sometimes these misleading communications even appear to mimic communications from an official government source. They often use outdated, incomplete, or simply inaccurate data that they communicate to voters. When it comes to voting information, Wisconsinites should rely on official sources such as the WEC's official myvote.wi.gov website. There, voters can check their registration status, review their voter history, find their polling place, review their sample ballot, request an absentee ballot, track that ballot, or learn about in-person absentee voting options. Voters can also contact their municipal clerk, who can confirm a voter's registration status and answer any questions a voter may have in advance of the April 1st spring election. Voters can find their clerk's contact information on the myvote.wi.gov website. The Department of Workforce Development has announced $468,255 in grants to 17 businesses and organizations in 13 counties across the state to increase the number of people with a commercial driver's license in Wisconsin. The Commercial Driver Training Grant Program helps grantees develop innovative local and regional solutions that meet workforce needs for this in-demand occupation. These grants, administered by DWD's Office of Skills Development, will help Wisconsin-based businesses and organizations deliver CDL training to 260 people. The Commercial Driving Training Grant Program aims to boost the number of CDL license holders in Wisconsin, provide trainees with jobs that provide a sustainable wage, and meet demands for one of the state's in-demand occupations. There are currently more than 500 job postings on the Job Center of Wisconsin website, and about 6,000 of these positions are posted annually. The annual median wage for heavy and tractor trailer truck drivers is $50, $110 according to Wisconomy.com. The program reimburses the cost of training students for a CDL with awards of $10,000 to $30,000 and can be used to offset 50% of the training costs for each trainee, or $3,000, whichever is less. The $468,255 in CDL grant awards to support training include Frank's Beverage Group in Dane County, $30,000 to train 10 people in Class A CDL to meet the demands of its operations in 19 counties. Kickapoo Valley CDL Training LLC in Vernon County, $30,000 for Class A CDL training for 24 people. And Skinner Driven CDL Commercial Training LLC in Sauk County, $27,500 to provide CDL Class A, B, and hazmat training to 10 people. And the Community Players' final presentation of Escanaba in the Moonlight hits the stage this afternoon at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Escanaba in the Moonlight is a play by Jeff Daniels of Dumb and Dumber fame. This afternoon's performance will be held at 2 o'clock. Tickets are priced at $10 and will be sold at the door. WRCO's news time is 12:14. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Hey, property owners. Are you tired of battling overgrown brush and trees on your land? Meet your solution. It's Kilroy Contracting. Your experts in land clearing, brush hogging, and underbrush removal. Jake Kilroy and his crew are ready to tackle it all. From clearing existing trails to taming those overgrown fence lines or creating brand new access points to your property. Don't wait. Call Jake Kilroy at 608-604-6396 today and let Kilroy Contracting get the job done right.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Insurance volatility is increasing, and the stability of some companies can be in question. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We would love to review your insurance needs for possible rate savings and offer quality coverage. With many quality carriers to choose from, we can offer quotes for farm, business, auto, home, and life insurance. Visit RichardsInsure.com to request a quote today.
Putting off those auto repairs can cost you more in the long run, so now's the time to be thinking about putting your tax refund to good use and scheduling an appointment for service work or new tires. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Stop in at 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center, where you'll find oil, accessories, and car audio as well. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 649-2886.
It's mostly sunny and 33 degrees at 12:16. And before we get to today's vital statistics, which will be after the next break, it's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Kent Thede.
A well-traveled and jack of many trades, D.W. Bear. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to Genealogy Trail's biographies, the source is the history of Crawford and Richland counties, illustrated in 1881 and transcribed by Mary Saggio. D.W. Bear started a blacksmith shop near Rodolph's Mill in 1876. At that time, he erected a building that measured 20 by 31 feet. Since that year, he has built on several additions until now he has quite an extensive shop. Horseshoeing at first formed a considerable part of his business, but it has since been given to that branch and attends to a general repair of work on all branches in wood and iron, and he manufactures buggies. His shop is furnished with all the tools and machinery for this class of work. In 1883, he added to his business a stock of hardware and later a stock of groceries. He was born in the part of Marion now known as Richland County, Ohio, April 9, 1848. When he was but just an infant, his parents emigrated to Wisconsin and located near Spring Green in Sauk County. The subject of this sketch lived with his mother until age 11. Then he returned to Ohio and made his home with his uncle for 3 years, and then returned to Spring Green and engaged with a brother-in-law in carpentry for a short time. Then, the 2 years following, he was engaged in farming. He enlisted in February of 1865 in the 47th Wisconsin Company E and went south and served until the following October. Then he returned home and, in company with his sister, opened a photograph gallery in Richland Center. A few months later, he embarked in the same business in Muscadet, where he continued his work for just a few months. Then he went back to Spring Green and engaged in a harness shop where he worked for 1 year. Then he went to Prairie du Sac and engaged in what was the blacksmith trade, where he worked at that for 3 years. Then he came to Richland County and opened a shop in Ithaca, remaining there until 1875, when he went to Richland Center and worked as a journeyman for some time. He then opened up a shop and remained there until he moved to the town of Eagle. It was in 1876 that he erected a neat cottage house, which he still has to make several additions to. And now it's a pleasant home. He and his wife are members of the Pleasant Hill Presbyterian Church, in which he is a church elder. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering Wendell Wilkie at RCHS, March 1944.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky Newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Aike School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment Number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
WRCO News time is 1220. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling Salvage in Boscobel, 375-5353.
Hello, this is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Thinking about your loved one's funeral leaves most people feeling a little uneasy, but pre-planning funerals offers great emotional and even financial security for you and your family. With pre-planning, families find comfort in knowing that the funeral reflects what their loved one wanted. It also gives them peace of mind not having to make important decisions at a stressful time.
Today is Sunday, March 16th. Dorothy A. Baker, 92, of Arena, died Monday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with burial in the Arena Cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Tuesday from 4 until 7, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Survivors of Dorothy Baker include three children, Frank Baker, Carol and Rick Roll, and Leslie Baker, seven grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, siblings, Dolores Hoskins, Danny Roberts, Donna Shep, and Dixie Drachenberg, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Dorothy A. Baker, 92, of Arena. David Franklin Spiegel, 89, of Muscadet, died March 7th at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet, with military rites to be conducted by the Muscadet American Legion Post. Burial will be held in St. John's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Gym on Wednesday from 10 until 10:45, when a rosary will be prayed before the procession to the church for the Mass and service at 11. Memorials may be directed to the Bluebird Restoration Association of Wisconsin of the Muscadet Sportsmen's League. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Survivors of David Spiegel include his wife, Lynn, three children, David and Angela Spiegel of Wooster, Ohio, Russell and Ann Spiegel of Poinette, and Elizabeth and Augusto Centeno Spiegel of Newport News, Virginia. Six grandchildren, to great-grandchildren, to sisters Karen Poog of Wisconsin Rapids and Linda and Ken Otzelberger of Heartland, brother-in-law Thomas Chalk of Heartland, sister-in-law Ulla and Richard Taylor of El Paso, Texas, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. David Franklin Spiegel, 89, of Muscadet. Mary L. Ostrander, 72, of Boscobel, died Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 11 at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Blue River Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Mary Ostrander is survived by her children, Angie and Jean Gernt of Marquette, Iowa, Greg and Gretchen Johnson, and Tim Johnson, all of Boscobel, 9 grandchildren, 6 great-grandchildren, sisters-in-law, Elaine Kidd of Welton, Iowa, and Bonita and Roscoe Ray of Muscadet, brother-in-law, John Ostrander of Muscadet, several nieces and nephews, a special aunt and uncle, Connie and David Hudson of Prairie du Chien, goddaughter, Melanie Lund of Madison, along with other relatives and friends. Mary L. Ostrander, 72, of Boscobel. Robert James Wieland, 88, of Cazenovia, formerly of Racine, died February 25th at home. A memorial service will be held Saturday at noon at the Wilson Funeral Home in Racine. Burial with military honors will take place at West Lawn Memorial Park. Friends may call at the Wilson Funeral Home Saturday from 11 until the time of the service at noon. Memorials may be made to the River Valley Veterinary Clinic in Reedsburg to assist individuals in caring for their pets. Bob Wieland is survived by his son, Randy and Vicky Wieland, 3 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, a brother, Regis Wieland, 5 sisters, Joanne Bogrand, Darlene DeTay, Edna Schlieff, Linda Sloan, and Emily Misna, and family friend, Tammy Harms. Robert Wieland, 88, of Cazenovia, formerly of Racine. Magdalene M. Maggie Lomasny, 85, of Plain, died March 7th in Grand Rapids, Michigan. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday, March 25th at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Tuesday, March 25th from 9 until the time of the mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke's School Endowment. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with the arrangements. Maggie Lomasny is survived by 5 sons, John and Rita, Peter and Vicky, Daniel and Kathy, Charles and Sandra, Aunt Pat and Patty, 7 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, sibling Mary Ann Woodburn, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Magdalene M. Maggie Lomasny, 85, of Plain. Carrie Lee Felton, 59, of Richland Center, died Thursday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life with a time of sharing will be held Saturday, April 26th, from 1 to 4 at Lonesome Dove in Boaz. A private burial will be held at a later date at Mount Tabor Cemetery in Sabin. in lieu of flowers, memorials to Mount Tabor Cemetery are preferred. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center assisted the family with their arrangements. Carrie Felton is survived by two daughters, Danielle and Alex Grotz, and Julianne Turnipseed and Joe Quinn. Companion, Lisa Wilson. A brother, LaVon Spanky, Aunt Michelle Felton. A sister, Bobby Joe Felton Persinger. Nieces and nephews, his former spouse, Kim Felton, aunts, uncles, other relatives, and many friends. Carrie Lee Felton, 59, of Richland Center. Gary L. Dobbs, 75, of Boaz, died Thursday at Schmidt Woodland Hills following a battle with cancer. A private celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Gary Dobbs is survived by two sons, Anthony and Mary Dobbs, and Jonathan Dobbs, all of Richland Center. Four grandchildren, a brother, Steve and Kathy Dobbs, many nieces, nephews, and good friends. Gary L. Dobbs, 75, of Boaz.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Well, a chilly one out there with that gusty northwest wind today on the backside of a storm system tracking up through the Ohio Valley. This brought a quick burst of heavy snow to southeast Wisconsin this morning, as much as 3 to 6 inches down toward Lake Geneva, Milwaukee area. And that is now moving away, and we should have dry weather for the rest of today through tomorrow. And even Tuesday looks quiet as well. You certainly will notice some warmer air coming back by tomorrow afternoon. Afternoon with gusty south winds and the milder spring-like temperature sticking around for Tuesday. Then another strong low-pressure system will spin up in Kansas by Tuesday morning and slide up through southeast Wisconsin into Wednesday afternoon. This will bring us rain, maybe a half inch or more, followed by a period of wet, heavy snow Wednesday afternoon into Wednesday evening. We could get several inches around here. Where it's just a bit colder, the snow totals will be much greater from southeast Minnesota through northern Wisconsin, where some places could see upwards of 10 inches. This will be accompanied by high winds, so travel could be quite difficult. Behind that, fairly quiet and cool weather for the end of the week. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Partly cloudy to sunny and breezy with highs in the upper 30s. Northwest wind between 10 and 20. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, falling back to 22. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine, breezy and much warmer with a high of 57. Wind southeast to south at 12 to 22. Going into Tuesday, partly cloudy, quite warm with highs in the mid-60s. Wednesday, rain likely through midday, then gradually turning to snow, high in the mid-40s. Right now, it looks like 2 to 5 inches of snow possible in our area through Wednesday evening before ending. It'll be quite windy on Wednesday. Thursday, partly cloudy and chilly, high of 40. There is a chance of light rain and snow late Friday into early Saturday with highs in the 40s. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is sunny and 34 degrees after a morning low of 23. Yesterday's high was 53, and we received 5/100ths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 2012 is 79 degrees, with a record low of 8 below that was set back in 1870. Last year's high was 50 with a low of 38. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:09, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:11. Winds are out of the south at 5 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.45, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 34 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
When you switch to Progressive, you could save bundling your home and auto. Then you could put that money towards some of the surprisingly more expensive things in life.
Attention passengers, we've reached 10,000 feet and internet is now available for purchase.
I just paid hundreds for this flight and you can't even throw in internet? I'll just take the free pretzels.
Sorry, but I do have snack boxes for sale.
I'm just gonna sleep.
In that case, we are selling pillows and blankets as well.
I'll just breathe. That's free, right?
Life costs a lot, so bundle and you could save with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Looking for a rewarding career with a global leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Cardinal CG is hiring. They have openings for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on day one. Stop by in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for interviews and facility tours at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. Join Cardinal CG today and be a part of the future of glass innovation.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Kleppe Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hill Point.
The 2025 WIAA State Girls Basketball Tournament wrapped up yesterday at the Rush Center in Green Bay. And in Division 4, Cuba City were champions as they beat St. Mary's Catholic by a score of 53-50. So good congratulations to Cuba City on a great season. In Division 5, it was Assumption defeating Barneveld by a score of 34-30. In Division 3, it was Oostburg beating Xavier 49-36 to take the state title. Wauwatosa East was victorious over Edgewood just barely by a score of 59-58, and it was Kimberly over Muskego in Division 1 taking that title by a score of 47-26. boys high school basketball action took place yesterday as well. It was the sectional finals that were played, and the winning teams will be advancing on to state. And in Division IV, Mineral Point beat Marshall by a score of 80-44. In Division 5, it was Cochrane Fountain City over Royal, 53-41. Lake Mills beat Wisconsin Dells in Division 3 by a score of 73-31. And Wauwatosa West defeated Mount Horeb, 71-59 in Division 2 action. So this weekend will be the 2025 State Boys High School Basketball Tournament, and that will be held at the Cole Center. And on Thursday, starting at 1:35, it will be Freedom against Elk Mound, and then after that game, it will be Milwaukee Academy of Science taking on Lake Mills. Then at 6:30 in the evening on Thursday, it will be Bonduelle taking on the Prairie School in the first game, and then following that, it will be Mineral Point taking on Aquinas. Then on Friday, it will be in the morning at 9:05 in the morning. It will be Cochrane Fountain City taking on Turtle Lake. And then after that game, it'll be Sheboygan Lutheran taking on Abundant Life Christian. In Division II, starting at 1:35, it'll be Racine Park taking on Cedarburg. And Wauwatosa West will play Wausau East following the first game at 1:35. And then on Friday at 6:35 in Division 1, it will be Wisconsin Lutheran taking on Oshkosh North, and then Wanakee will be facing Marshfield after the first game. John Tanjay scored 32 points and grabbed 7 rebounds to help number 18 Wisconsin beat number 7 Michigan State yesterday by a score of 77-74 in the semifinals of the Big Ten tournament. John Blackwell added 14 points as the 26-8 Badgers won for the third time in 4 days. Jace Richardson had 21 points and 7 rebounds for the 27-6 Spartans. Jeremy Fierce Jr. scored 14 points, but he had the ball knocked away in the waning seconds as he tried to tie the score with a heave from near midcourt. The Badgers will play number 22, Michigan, for the tournament title today because Trey Donaldson drove the length of the court and scored on a layup with 0.4 seconds left to give number 22, Michigan, an 81-80 victory over number 11, Maryland, in the Big Ten tournament semifinals. Donaldson finished with 12 points and 9 assists, but the heavy lifting was done by Vladzik Golden, who had 25 points and 10 rebounds, and Danny Wolf Jr. with 21 points and 14 rebounds. Maryland tried to preserve the lead without fouling as Donaldson sprinted up the court and straight to the rim. Derek Queen finished with a career-high 31 points and led the Terrapins, who entered the game on a 9-game winning streak. And you'll be able to hear the broadcast of the championship game today on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Tip-off will be at 2:30 with the pregame starting at around 1:30. For bubble teams, North Carolina and Texas, Selection Sunday will feel like the longest day of the year. 4 top seeds in waiting, like Duke and Auburn, making it into the NCAA tournament isn't a matter of if, only when and where. Most of the drama when March Madness brackets are revealed will revolve around the Tar Heels and Longhorns, who are on the bubble but saw their chances of making the field of 68 shrink thanks to Colorado State's surprise run through the Mountain West Conference tournament. And Selection Sunday will be taking place after the Badger Michigan games, usually around 5:30, 6 o'clock. So we won't have the results on where the Badgers will play, but Phil Nee will have that during his sports report tomorrow morning. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 34 points, 10 rebounds, and 7 assists before fouling out, and the Milwaukee Bucks defeated the Indiana Pacers 126-119 last night. Indiana trailed 105-84 early in the fourth quarter before rallying and cutting Milwaukee's lead to 122-119 on Andrews Nembhard's three-pointer with 12.5 seconds left. The Bucks had led 117-106 when Antetokounmpo fouled out with 2:46 remaining remaining. Damian Lillard added 25 points, 10 rebounds, and 8 assists as the Bucks took a one-game lead over Indiana in the race for fourth place in the Eastern Conference standings. And Milwaukee Brewers right-hander Tobias Myers had left the Cactus League start yesterday with a left oblique discomfort. Myers departed after throwing 1 2/3 innings in a 4-0 victory over the Los Angeles Angels. He was cautiously optimistic after the game while saying he would undergo imaging. Myers went 9-6 with a 3.00 ERA as a rookie last year, while emerging as one of the biggest surprises of the Brewers' drive to a second straight NL Central championship. And the Brewers will be taking on the Cleveland Guardians today in spring training action. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. Customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
My heart, and you left me crying. left me lonely here alone. I thought our love would last forever, but that was 10,000 years ago. You broke my mind and you drove me crazy, 'cause I can't make it on. Kissed me, darling, that was 10,000 years ago. 10,000 years ago.
Don't you know I love you so?
I thought we had it made together till the salty river flowed. 10,000 years ago. Wish I could. Time goes on, but your memory lingers. No, I can't seem to let you go. I hear your voice tell me you love me, baby, but that was 10,000 years ago. 10,000 years ago.
Don't you know I love you so?
I thought we had it made together till the salty river flowed. 10,000 years ago. Wish I could go back. 10,000 years ago. 10,000 years ago. Wish I could go back. 10,000 years ago. Wish I could go back. 10,000 years ago. 10,000 years ago. 10,000 years.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Race fans, get ready.
The Hub City Spring Opener is bringing 2 days of nonstop action to the Richland County Fairgrounds.
Richland County Fairgrounds.
Friday, May 9th, Saturday, May 10th.
Friday night, the Test and Tune Truck and Tractor Pull kicks off at 6 p.m., the earliest pull of the season. No paybacks, just pure power.
Saturday,
it's racing for everyone.
ATVs, dirt bikes, trucks, UTVs, if it rolls, it races.
Plus, the Spring Opener Show and Shine Truck Show featuring a girls-only showdown. Racing, pulling, food and drinks. One epic weekend. Don't miss it. Check out HubCityDirtDrags.com for more information.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
100.9 WRCO.
Georgia stars to shame that night. I said that's a lie. just a boy in a Chevy truck. It had a tendency of getting stuck on back roads at night, and I was right there beside him all summer long. And then the time we woke up to find that summer gone. But when you think tomorrow, I hope you think my favorite song, the one we danced to all night long, the moon like a spotlight on the lake. When you think happiness, I hope you think that little black dress. Think of my head on your chest and my old faded blue jeans. When you think tomorrow, I hope you think of me. September saw a month of tears, and thanking God that you weren't box beneath my bed is a letter that you never read from three summers back. It's hard not to find it all a little bittersweet. And looking back on all of that, it's nice to believe. When you think tomorrow, I hope you think my favorite song, when you think Tim McGraw. I hope you think my favorite song. Someday you'll turn your radio on. I hope it takes you back to that place. When you think happiness, I hope you think that little black dress. Think of my head on your chest and my old faded blue jeans. When you think Tim McGraw, like you don't understand.
100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Partly cloudy to sunny, breezy and brisk today with the highs in the upper 30s, winds northwest 10 to 20.